and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, July 21st, 2008. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's media partner is Essential Wholesale, now offering the best way to do private label on a small scale. Choose your product, label, and quantity, and all you need is 7 of each item, and you're on your way to launching your own indie beauty business. Learn more at EssentialWholesale.com. Today's show is also supported by Xanadu Candles. 25% discount on all candles through September 2008 offered for listeners to Indie Business Radio. Get yours at www.XanaduCandles.com. That's Xanadu with an X. Well, you know, guys, energy costs are soaring, unemployment rates are rising, and the economy is taking a little break on us. But the news is not all bad. Not only are indies taking charge of our own financial security, but we are also thriving like never before, thanks to a growing network of worldwide support and networking outlets. But some may say there's a chink in the armor these days, and it comes from a place where we'd hope we could least expect it, the federal government. That's right, seeking to impose new laws that threaten our economic security and that of our families. To talk about these issues and what can be done to proactively oppose them, I have several guests. Starting out with Lori Nova, owner of the Nova Studio in Port Richmond, California, outside San Francisco. At the Nova Studio, Lori and a staff of many teach classes to help people discover their creative talents and even start their own businesses. Joining us in later segments will be David Critchfield, one of Lori's regular instructors, and organizing expert Elizabeth Hagen. But first, it's open mic today, so we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts, comments, and questions about the state of indie business today? Join us at 800-773-0355. Lori, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Thank you so much, Donna Maria. I'm happy to be here.
Well, Lori, you've had your studio there for several years now, and people come in and they learn how to make things. They learn how to make beauty products. You've had some jewelry classes and other types of things. Tell us a little bit about what do you think is stimulating people to come in and learn how to make new things when everybody's saying they have less and less time in their lives?
Well, it's really interesting because I do see themes repeated over and over again. And one of the most common things that I hear is that people are really in search of a creative outlet. They have a job that they may enjoy, but it doesn't necessarily feed their soul. And so when they come in to take a class for 3 hours just for something fun to do, they may not have that in mind, that this is a direction they're going to go in their life, but something opens up in them, and they see a little spark of possibility, and they see something that could actually turn into a money-making opportunity that they enjoy. And that just, it really opens up a whole world from people. And I've heard that so many times with the thousands of people that have come through my studio doors. It's very exciting to see that unfold for people.
Now, Lori, you opened the Nova Studio in September 2003, so you've been at this for almost 5 years now. What was it in your life that started you along this path? I mean, I know you learned how to make your own products. What was it that drove you to actually start a business helping other people do that?
Well, a very similar thing happened with me, as I'm seeing with others, is that I started it when I got out of graduate school. I was looking for a teaching job, but I was looking for a hobby. I was looking for something. I was such a serious student in school and so focused, and I kind of lost my hobbies in the last couple years, and I really wanted to start a hobby, something that I would get enjoyment out of, that would result in gifts, and gifts for family and friends, and something that would be natural, and most importantly, something that was consumable, that would be used and would go away. And a friend of mine mentioned a soap class, and I took it, and it did that thing for me where it opened up a whole new world. I think many of the listeners and the indie members know what I'm talking about. You start it, and it's just, you can't even imagine your life before that.
And, Lori, here's the thing. You have a master's degree in speech communication from the University of Hawaii. You have an undergraduate degree. And but you have decided to, at least for now, not to enter the traditional workforce, but to have your own business. What goes into making that decision? And I know you're talking to a bunch of indies out there, so a lot of people understand the feeling that leads you to want to start a business, but you actually did it. What is it that made you think that your business could be successful?
Well, interestingly enough, again, I think I go in. I went into it a bit like others do, with their eyes closed to all of the things that are needed in order to make a business successful. I went into it just with the passion and with the desire to create, and just was kind of following my passion. And that's where I did fall a little short, I think, because I didn't go into it thinking that it was going to be a business. And that's what I'm learning now by talking to veterans in the business, talking to people who have that business background. And I really did wish that I had that information up front. Not that I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't wish that anything were different, because I'm very happy with where I am now. But I do think I struggled a lot along the way because I didn't get that information ahead of time. I was just kind of blissfully following my path, and I had to learn things the hard way. And you know, if you have information ahead of time of what to expect, I think it would be a lot easier.
So, Lori, there's of course, we all know all the books and all of the information out there about following your passion, and I've heard it so many times. If you follow your passion, the money will come. Are you saying that's true, but there's a little caveat there?
Yes, it's definitely important to follow your passion and to find something that just gets you so excited your work doesn't feel like work. That, I think, is something that is not replaceable. That has to be in the equation. But the other part that has to be in the equation that, for myself, I wasn't very good at and I didn't really give much thought to are all the business the business mindset, the business skills, all the things that you would have to have to do any business. Those were the things that that I've struggled with, and I think a lot of people who are starting their own businesses. So, for me, that was my shortcoming and what I had to seek out and find people who could teach me that.
And what we're talking a little bit on the show too today, Lori, about all the forces, the economic forces especially, that seem to be, sort of converging and affecting small businesses in ways that make it, some would say, a little bit even more challenging to get a business started. But I know that you and several of your colleagues, me included, are launching a program at your studio for a couple months from now to kind of help change that. Tell us a little bit about the boot camp that you have planned there.
Well, this is exactly why I wanted to put this boot camp together after 5 years of doing this full time. I've made a lot of really great connections with people in the business, and I saw the opportunity to be able to connect. I kind of think of it as the veterans with the newbies. You know, the veterans, the people who have been there, done that, made all the mistakes, learned the hard way. And in a way, I'm a veteran in that sense, that I did learn the hard way, and I've been doing it for 5 years. And all these new people coming in with that same spark, that same part of them that gets opened up. And I really want to see those people. There is room for so many people in this field to grow and to flourish and to be successful in what they're doing. And I just was so thrilled to know that there are veterans and that there are people out there who are willing to share that information. And I thought, after 5 years of doing this with thousands of people coming through my door, I'm finally in a position to offer that to people, to connect those two groups. And I'm just very excited about that opportunity, because it allows me to take what I'm doing with my business just one step further and not only just make it to where I can help people discover a passion, but I can help them discover something that will last in their lives for a very long time and bring about that kind of creative outlet that will carry through other parts of their life to make them feel like they just love what they do and they can be successful.
And you started getting, over the years as you've done your classes, you started getting a lot of requests for stuff like this, right? Because people were saying, you know, now that I know how to make these products and it's so much fun, not only were they spending quite a bit of money on their hobby, but they also had an opportunity to learn how to do something with it and actually put some food on the table. So you were getting a lot of questions about that, weren't you?
I was, and I actually think that's what makes my business a bit different than a lot of the other people who are teaching classes. Just I don't know how, where I am and how long I've been doing it. I've been attracting those people more than anybody else, more than the hobbyists, more than the people who are looking for the kids' soap-making parties. Those seem to be more common, yet people who are finding me are these people that we're talking about. They're the indies. They're the people. They're either the pre-indies or they're the current indies or they're the future indies. They're those that really have something in them that's telling them to go down this path of trying to make what they love into a business. And I wish I could say that, yes, this was my plan all along. And 5 years ago, I did a business plan at day one, and this is how it's all it all has fallen together. But somehow, this is these are the type of people that are coming to me. And I'm I have offered several three-hour classes. We did a business plan writing class. We've done a how to start the basics of the business. We did a marketing class. But even then, after a three-hour class, people are still missing other pieces of the puzzle.
So this is a lot more comprehensive, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with you too, Lori. We've got a caller, Anne Marie from Washington State, has a question for you, Lori. Welcome to the show, Anne Marie.
Well, thank you. Hey, Lori, I'm such a huge fan of you and your work, and I've always been very impressed with the way you seem to be able to take large concepts around soap making and toiletry making and really distill them down to their basics. And I'm wondering about your experience with public speaking. Did you take courses to learn how to do that so well?
Well, coming from you, that's an honor. You're an excellent public speaker. I've seen you at the conferences. I think, well, initially I took public speaking courses as part of a requirement in my general education, and the reason I chose speech communication as a major is just that the teachers that I had in public speaking and in the other speech classes, they were just amazing, and they inspired me so much. And even though I didn't really consider myself to be particularly good in that area, I was very fearful of public speaking, and I was shaking and holding my paper and reading right off the paper. Those are the teachers that really inspired me. And so I just kept going in that field. And ironically, I ended up in graduate school teaching public speaking classes myself. So I've been on the other end of that where I've helped other people overcome their fears and you know, at least be able to speak without shaking the paper. And I just, in general, the public speaking field is, or the speech communications field, is something that we all, those skills are things that we all need no matter what type of business we're in.
I agree. Well, you do.
Anne Marie, for those of you who don't know, that was Anne Marie from Brambleberry in Washington State, who also has some great things going on out there. I encourage you to check her website out at brambleberry.com. And, Lori, at the Nova Studio, which, by the way, is thenovastudio.com, this event that's coming up in September is really going to kind of rope together a lot of the concepts and ideas that you've been touching upon over the years. And we're going to come back after our break and talk with you in a little bit more detail about that. And also, Lori, want to pick your brain about what you are seeing in the San Francisco area in terms of the economy and the need for people and experts like the people that you're bringing in to help other people be successful in their businesses, whether they have a traditional job or not. We're going to come back and talk with Lori at the Nova Studio in just a few minutes about that. We're also going to be joined by David Critchfield from Mission Peak Soap, who is one of the teachers at Lori's Business Bootcamp coming up in September. This is Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria. We'll be right back.
why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. We're here today talking with Lori Nova of the Nova Studio outside San Francisco, California. And we've been chatting along with some callers who've called in too about how people are taking things that they learn how to do and really harnessing their creative talents and passions to start their own businesses. And like I promised, we've got another teacher who teaches frequently at the Nova Studio and who has his own soap studio in Fremont, California. Joining us now is David at Mission Peak Soap. He teaches soap making classes and sells soap making supplies at his website at missionpeaksoap.com, and he joins us from his offices in Fremont, California. Welcome to Indie Business Radio, David.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here today.
David, you know, I was visiting your website over the weekend, and of course I always like to go, and the first place I go is the About page, because I want to learn about more about the people that are going to be on the show. And I love the section of your website that said, and I'm quoting, "We have found that the soap and soap supplies business isn't a short road to riches. It has kept the wolf away from the door these past couple of years, and for that, in our most humble way, we thank you."
That's pretty funny.
Well, that really capsulizes what we're talking about on today's show. There's so much out there, David, about, you know, how to get rich and make $1 million and, you know, road to riches and all that stuff. And what's interesting is that what your statement is about and what Lori's studio is about and what this radio show is about is not about getting rich, but about finding a passion that puts bread on your table and gives you a kind of lifestyle that you can really enjoy. What do you think about that?
Well, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, I kind of want to give credit to somebody else that's going to appear at the boot camp, Scott Blackson, who I met several years ago at one of the annual soap conventions. And Scott said to me, he said, "Dave, you know," he said, "if you're looking for a quick road to riches, you know, do something besides, you know, handmade soap." And so after I'd been doing it for a few years and I rewrote that about page about myself, I realized how true that was. And at the same time, maybe it was something, you know, I really didn't want, but I did find out that, you know, doing handmade soap was very satisfying, fulfilling in a lot of ways. But if you wanted kind of a, you know, a rapid rise to the top of corporate America or something, you know, that's probably not what you want to do. But it is very rewarding.
What we've been seeing so much today, of course, is a reversal of that kind of what I call success excess.
Right.
And it's comforting, I think, for so many people to discover really that if you look within your life and your network of friends and the history, your work history, your educational history, your family history, and just your history of being out there in the world, there are so many things and so many talents that you bring to the table on your own that you can, particularly through technology, turn into a business if you can just find people like you and Lori and other experts, Scott and Elizabeth, yeah, organizer who's coming on, to just kind of take you by the hand and guide you and direct you so you can avoid some of the same mistakes they've made.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, to me, there's a big trade-off. There's a big trade-off between time and money in general in life. You know, you want to put in 16-hour days, you know, you can make more money, but there's some point at which you don't have much of a life left. And so soap making, this has been something that, you know, with a website and doing a little wholesale and a little retail, a little internet business, you know, I can manage it so that, you know, I make some money to help pay my bills and such, but at the same time, it gives me more free time. And so that's, and I've managed to kind of craft it in a way that, you know, I can do it at night, I can do it on weekends if I need to. And so I've ended up with a good mix of, you know, both time and income. So
because you have that kind of flexibility in your life. If you want to work 16 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
can, and it's your choice, and you'll be, maybe you want to save up for something new, so you work a little harder. But, you know, there's so much to be said for the kind of flexibility and really freedom that you have.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have a full-time job, and so many people are transitioning from that or trying to transition from that, but just the idea of being able to have more control over your life, more control over your economic situation based on the talents that you have, it's empowering.
Yep. I would agree with you completely, and that's been a good thing for me, because I did it one time, and I usually refer to it as a previous life. You know, work these kind of continual 60-hour weeks in kind of a cubicle environment. So I've tasted that. I'm in a better place now.
And so you, what attracted you to the Nova Studio and teaching classes there?
Well, you know, I used to teach classes on my own, but, you know, doing the whole thing, you know, signing up students and answering questions and, you know, taking their money and sending them a confirmation. Yeah, that was a lot of work. And one time Lori had asked me, she said, David, would you consider come teaching over there? And I said, well, how does that work? And she says, well, I do all the sign-ups and that kind of stuff, and you just show up and teach. Well, that was kind of a perfect relationship for me, because I like to show up and teach, but the rest of it, I don't think I was very good at, you know, so.
And so you get to do what your strength is.
That's right. I get to
David,
do it.
David, when you talk to soap makers, I know you make a lot of different things. I know your specialty is in soap making. For people who are starting soap making businesses, David, what is one of the chief mistakes you see them make, and how can attending a boot camp like Lori's help them avoid that?
Well, okay, one of the things that I consistently see is that there's a lot of people just have a focus on minimizing costs. And, you know, that's always a good thing. You don't want to throw money away. But you got to look at the other end of the thing, and that is the sales and revenue generation. And in the end, you know, if you look at, okay, you've got another 10 hours to spend, you know, is that time going to be spent best on, you know, rummaging around trying to save 10 or 15% on supplies or whatever you're buying, you know, or is it going to be better spent on marketing and packaging? Well, it's going to be better spent on marketing and packaging, but I see in beginning soap makers that they spend an inordinate amount of time trying to minimize costs. And I think
is that because they think that they only can compete on price?
Yeah, that may be it. But I think there's also, you know, just kind of, you know, being a salesperson is not always pleasant. You know, you get the door slammed in your face, and you need to kiss a lot of toads before one turns into a prince. But that's a critical part of a business, is doing marketing, doing sales, trying to get the highest selling price for your merchandise. You know, that's just a critical thing. And I see that people, they gravitate away from that. It's kind of unpleasant. You know, their impression of salespeople is they're kind of pushy and uncomfortable, and they're trying to get your money. But, you know, that's the lifeblood of an organization, that, you know, you will just go out and continually get new business. So that's one of the shortcomings I see in kind of new entrants, is that they think people are just going to find them, and that all that they can do is minimize costs and try to, you know, make money that way. But it usually doesn't work out very well.
And you're going to be talking a little bit about that, right, in the segment that you're giving in September?
I am. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about wholesaling. Actually, I have a background in sales, 15 years. And I have a formal background in finance as well. So we're going to talk a little bit in that about wholesaling and selling to wholesale accounts.
That's great. And, you know, it's interesting that that you mentioned, you know, sort of the sales cycles and everything. One of the things that, I'd love for you to comment on, David, is how you feel that technology has impacted an indie business owner's ability to have more successful sales cycles because they have so many different ways to get the word out about their products now.
Well, my personal experience has been that there are some things that are easy to sell on websites, and there are other things that are not. I have never been very successful, in establishing long-term wholesale accounts without some face-to-face meeting with the individuals.
Hmm.
However, following that, then the website can be kind of a lifesaver. Once there's a little credibility established, then you can do, you know, you can conduct a lot of business and, you know, manage all your payments and everything else, you know, with the help of the Internet. You know, there's got to be a mix there of kind of personal interface and Internet-based communication, so...
That's such a good point. Lori, I'd love for you to comment on that, too. And I will also say that Lori and I have known each other for almost since a little bit after her business started. But, Lori, would you agree with me that things have kind of just gotten even more fun since we had a chance to meet in person a couple of times?
Yeah, definitely. And again, I have to commend you for your getting the word out to everybody that technology is not our enemy, it's our friend. And even though, I mean, I run away from anything with that sounds too technological, because I just, my brain doesn't seem to gravitate toward those difficult concepts. But really, it is so crucial that we are able to get the information out there on the Internet, because it's just, you know, soap making is a completely different experience, but the parts of the business that are necessary, like technology, like having a website, those are things that we have to embrace. It. We can't shy away from it and hide from it. We have to embrace it if we're going to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed, Lori, this is something that I've noticed. I'd love to know what your comment is, because I know you recently launched a blog and, of course, have been Twittering, which is such a wonderful tool for connecting. But, you know, what David said I think is just so important also because, and he put it so succinctly and so well, that, you know, it's great to have the technology and everything, but the personal connection, it's like such a hand-in-hand relationship between the two of those things. I know being technologically connected to so many people over such a long period of time, and then when I meet them,
right.
It's oh, my gosh, this just confirms all the wonderful things that I've learned about this person through technology. Now I am, you know, I'm excited to see them. We're going to have a boot camp together. We're going to get together and do this and help each other using technology. And it just seems like it adds a whole new dimension when you add the in-person meeting on top of that technology.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And I'd like to add, too, that, you know, when we're all out there doing our own thing, we're in our soap kitchen or we're at our place of business, we're doing our own thing, and there's a real feeling of isolation and disconnectedness when you're just doing your thing. And that's what I love about organizations or places to take classes or opportunities for people to get involved and to meet each other, because, you know, I'll admit that in the beginning it's very easy for people to see each other, and it's easy for us to see each other as competition. And we get a little bit like, well, wait, why would I want to go over and talk to that other soap maker because she's taking my sales? Or, you know, but I can't stress enough how many opportunities I've had to, once you get past that initial fear of thinking of somebody as competition, and sometimes it's just meeting them in person. Like, that's why the Handcrafted Soap Maker Guild conferences or any kind of gathering is wonderful, because you get to meet these people face-to-face and you realize they're very similar to you. They have the same passions, the same drives. And as soon as you break through that barrier of thinking of them as competition and you get to know them, the opportunities for collaboration and for learning are so powerful and so important not only for our businesses, but for us as individuals. It's that competition versus collaboration that it's so important and so wonderful.
And I haven't been to the Nova Studio yet. I'm looking forward to that. But when I look at thenovastudio.com and I see photographs from prior workshops and classes, and I see the intimate setting that you offer, I know you're limiting this to 14 or 15 people. So this is not just a chance to learn from people who have done things that you might be interested in doing, but it's also a chance to enjoy that kind of collaborative spirit that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, the conferences and the gatherings are wonderful, and those are a chance to meet many, many people and get to know them. But the one thing about those is there's never enough time. You're always going from thing to thing to thing, and you really don't have a lot of what I would consider face time with some of the instructors and some of the speakers. So that was another goal of this boot camp, was to keep it intimate and to keep it something that would allow people. And I'm having a lot of social events, too. Like, we're having a dinner at Kyla Westerman's house from TKB Trading. And I was really thrilled that she was offering that up because, you know, how many times do you get to just hang out and sit around and chat with some of these people, you know?
And not only that, Kyla's like, you know, the melt and pour pioneer, or one of them.
She is, and she's another person who's been in the business for so long, and she's learned a lot of the lessons, and she's willing to help others and to teach.
Right.
And I've learned so much from her. Another example of just a wonderful collaboration.
Right. TheNovaStudio.com is the place to go, everyone. Check it out right there on the homepage, information about the 4-day business boot camp from September 20th to September 23rd. It includes, as Lori just said, a wonderful evening at Kyla Westerman's house from TKB Trading. It also includes, if you come the night before on the 19th, we're going to have Indies in the City at the Hotel Mac, which is where everyone who's coming in from out of town is going to be staying. Right there from 7 until 9 o'clock, you can join us. You don't have to register for the boot camp in order to come to that, but we want to see you there, even if you can't come to the boot camp, because it's an opportunity to, as Lori said, connect, find out more about the Nova Studio, and meet some of the people who help make this collaborative industry work. We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and talk with Elizabeth Hagen, the organizing expert, and this is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Back to Indie Business Radio. We're here talking with Lori Nova of the Nova Studio in Point Richmond, California. She's going to be hosting the Business Boot Camp at her studio. Check out thenovastudio.com for more information. And before we took our break, we were talking about how small businesses and indie business owners can really benefit by collaborating with each other. And David Critchfield from Mission Peak Soaps is going to be teaching classes at the Nova Studio in September at the boot camp about retail and wholesale success. But David, tell us a little bit. You know, you're an expert in the soap making industry. You've seen a lot. You've taught a lot of people. What do you see as the future for soap making in this country?
You know, I think that I think in the next 4 or 5 years you will see kind of a rise in all the major metropolitan areas, like one or two predominant medium-sized I'd say $2 million a year revenue businesses that just focus on handmade soap and some other personal care products. I think as there becomes kind of more and more awareness of handmade soap and its, you know, relative benefits over the, you know, the synthetic commercial bars, that, you know, there will in each one of these areas arise a couple of these very viable businesses. And right now it's kind of a real estate rush to kind of see who will kind of get in the right place.
Well, and the boot camp, I think, in some of the classes that you and others are offering, it is poised to help people become those businesses that you're talking about.
Yep. Yeah, and I you know, I'd be willing to, you know, I have enough gray hair and I've been through enough business cycles that I kind of see the bigger picture of the handcrafted soap makers industry. And so at this particular kind of thing that Lori's hosting, I'm going to kind of, I'll give you all my tips into what I think you kind of need to do if you really want to make a living at it.
Ooh, the secrets, guys. All right, well, you can head on over to Mission Peak Soap and read every page of his website and see what you can glean out of that. But for the real stuff, you've got to be with us at the Nova Studios Business Boot Camp in September. Thanks for joining us, David. It was great to have you.
Okay.
We are also excited to have someone who, like, I kind of look at from afar, and I love her, and then I don't love her because my dad looks like her. Her name is Elizabeth Hagen, and she is an organizing expert, and you can check her out at ElizabethHagen.com. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, this is your second appearance on Indie Business Radio. I'm so excited to have you back again, and I want to tell everyone what that they can go to your website and see how neat and organized you are, and then either they can get that by osmosis or they can come to the Business Boot Camp and hear you tell them how to do it in person. But I love this segment from your website. It says, "Your mess is safe with me."
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I'm sort of sitting here looking at a little bit of a mess. And actually, I have one half of my office, Elizabeth, that's a mess, and the other half that is, like, totally clean.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I'm really excited to have one place where I can sort of look around and not be overwhelmed. But Elizabeth, now we're going to be talking and we're going to be having at the boot camp, the focus is on beauty businesses. But what you bring to the table transcends all that. It's like you got to be organized at some level to have a business. Tell us a little bit about what you notice as the biggest challenges for indie business owners, small business owners, trying to get themselves organized so they can be productive.
Okay, well, the thing I would say with 100% of my clients, people in my workshops, are they are absolutely overwhelmed. They walk into their office and they see the piles of paper and the stuff and the overflowing bookcases, and they can't see the top of their desk, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of emails, and they feel absolutely overwhelmed. And when a person feels overwhelmed, they become paralyzed and they take no action. They look at all this stuff and they go, "God, what is wrong with me?" So, of course, they start beating themselves up. Why can't I get this organizing thing figured out? Why do I have all the piles of paper? Why can't I know how to handle the emails? And I've got, you know, orders I need to do, and there I'm behind. And it's just a beating up process. And so we've got to address that first, that when you take action, you're going to cut through the overwhelming feeling and start seeing some progress. But what I'm going to teach at Lori's boot camp are simple, easy systems that can go home and start right away and just start small and see progress and feel a lot better about themselves. And when you feel better about yourselves, and see if Donna Marie and you and Lori agree with me, when you feel better, you stand up straighter, you talk stronger on the phone, You give a better radio interview. I mean, you can sell better. You can make better soap. I mean, it all ties together.
Very, very true. Now, help me connect what you just said with somebody writing a check to come learn more.
Oh. Well, right.
And let me tell you what. No, we all know. Here's what Lori does, what David does, what you do, what Scott Blackson does, what Kyla Westerman does, and are able to offer at this business boot camp, and really any other event, whether it's a Soap Guild conference or any other. You speak at conferences all the time, Elizabeth, so you know what I'm talking about. People have to, find babysitters. They have to, fix all the meals for their spouse, depending on your family situation.
Yes.
You got to wash the clothes and pack everything up and everything. It's a lot of work.
Yep.
But I will say for me that, of course, I've got to do all those things, but I really want my business to be successful, so I consider it an investment. But how do you help people make the connection between feeling better about myself, doing better on a radio show, and having all the valuable information that's going to be shared, and translating that into an increased bottom line? Because you want to make the money back from the conference that you sign up for as quickly as you can.
I always tell people, look at your life. Look at professionally and personally.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with where you're at?
Right.
Okay, and if you're not, the only person that can change that is you.
Okay.
It's time to stop blaming the parents, stop blaming the family of origin, stop blaming the spouse, stop blaming the economy. We can't do anything about those things, okay? But we can change ourselves. We can make wise decisions of where to spend our money. Lori's boot camp. We can make wise decisions and decide what can we do to change. And tying us into the bottom line, Donna Marie, I think it's just for some people it's hard to see a tie in between being organized and bottom line, but I think being organized has everything to do with the bottom line. When you are disorganized, you are squandering your time looking for things. In fact, the average person spends an hour a day just looking for stuff. Okay, that equals to 6 weeks worth of work a year going down the tube. How much can you make? I'm not asking you to personally answer this, but how much can you make in 6 weeks that you could maybe be spending on time with your family or investing back in your business that you're just wasting looking for stuff? So I think there's a huge tie-in between bottom line, getting organized, and feeling good about yourself so you can be stronger on your sales calls and just be happier about everything.
Yeah. Right. And Lori, what do you think? Because what Elizabeth has just talked about is looking for stuff, but also how much research do startup businesses do on the Internet? How many hours upon hours are spent looking for information from all over the place on your favorite search engine investing a little bit of time and finding that stuff succinctly in one place can help you get it started sooner and more profitably than you could doing all that by yourself.
Well, I think you hit it on the head right there, because we could all figure everything out for ourselves. We all were smart. I mean, the people who I see who walk through my door were smart, we're driven, we have the passion. And, of course, we could figure it out the hard way. We could figure it out by doing it all ourselves. But when we realize that, there are people like Elizabeth who have amazing systems. I mean, she's obviously put I've done some of her organizing seminars myself, and she's put so much time and energy into the systems and making it very simple and making it memorable and allowing you to go through the steps and gaining confidence. The title of her book, I believe it's Organizing with Confidence. It's just, that's exactly what you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you gain that confidence that it's not about organizing your desk. That's a benefit, but it's really about gaining the confidence to take a job, do it from start to finish, feel good about it, feel like you have part of your life under control. And then taking that and applying it to other areas of your life, and that's exactly what we're offering in the boot camp is the ability for people to come and learn from those who have done it. They've spent all that time and that research that we know that you could do, but we've done it for you. So we're going to shortcut that process, and time is money. So that's what they're paying for.
I can't tell you how many emails I get, and I'm sure you guys get the same kinds of emails. And you especially, Lori, in this particular industry that your boot camp is going to focus on, from people who are, I got one just this morning. I'll tell you what, a wonderful young lady recently joined the Indie Beauty Network, and I can almost quote this exactly because it just came in this morning. She sent me a wonderful note of encouragement. She's excited about being a member and really giving me some pats on the back for the work that I do, and I appreciated that so much. And at the end of the message, it was there was a note that, you know, my marketing is really, really my weak point, and I'm not really good at it. And so we had a little bit of an exchange, and one of the things I shared was, you know, well, I have, you know, monthly coaching classes. Sometimes every week I do the coaching classes that are free for members. And her response to me was, well, you know, I just don't have time. Mm. I thought to myself, you know, it's time, it's money. These are our most precious commodities, and particularly time. But I found it very interesting that, you know, to me it kind of pointed to where the mindset is. Where is the mindset? And coming to the business boot camp, when I look at the classes and the experts and the teachers that you're going to have there, is really helping people not only with the nuts and bolts of different areas of expertise, but also with the mindset that you need to be able to turn your business into something that doesn't just make money, but it makes a profit. And that's a mindset issue that I think your boot camp is going to help people really embrace and comprehend and incorporate into their businesses to make them successful. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, definitely. And that's actually one of the areas that you're focusing on, is that the lifestyle mindset. And, you know, I have to admit, I get caught up in that all the time. I don't have enough time. I mean, when I did Elizabeth, she has something called a virtual organizing day, and I thought to myself, you know, it's time and it's money. And my initial reaction was, I want to do that, but it's just, you know, I don't have the time. And I said that to myself, and I think I even might have spoken to Elizabeth about that. And it's really, I had to get over that idea of, I don't have the time to do something that will bring me more time and bring me more peace and bring me more success. And it's I don't know if that sounds cliche, but it's so true.
And you know, these days, I know you ladies will agree, because we could all be doing something different, but we value that time with our families. We value the freedom and flexibility that we have as indie business owners, but we also need to embrace the kinds of networking concepts and cooperative, you know, physical get-together, gathering concepts that your boot camp and other networking events that happen throughout the country really do promote a sense of empowerment. You can do it. And here's some tips that I have, and you really can't get that unless you're out there, you know, meeting with people and interacting with them. You can't get that on email. You can't get that at your blog comment section. You can't get that at Twitter. So, you know, I want to encourage you guys for doing such a great job helping people. Lori, helping people discover their talents and their passions, and Elizabeth, helping people be more organized, because the concepts that you offer are not just empowering from a business perspective, but also from a personal perspective. You're a wife and a mother of four children.
Right.
You have learned this stuff big time and passing it on to other people. So kudos to you guys for doing that. And, you know, we want people to be successful. We want other men and women and families to find the kind of freedom and flexibility that we have. And I think that, you know, to come to an event like this, and others like it around the country in different pockets, it's just no replacement for it. So thank you guys for joining today and sharing a little bit about it. And I want to also mention the FDA Globalization Act. Laura, you've been very active in helping to get the word out about this law, which, if passed, would impose huge financial restrictions on small businesses, particularly in the cosmetics community.
Yes.
Want to encourage everyone to go to indiebusinessblog.com and click on FDA Globalization Act to watch the video, sign the petition to oppose the act, and really oppose acts like this that would hurt small businesses across all economic sectors. Lori, do you have a comment that you'd like to make about that before we wrap it up?
Just to say that for me, seeing so many people walk through my door and with the look on their face when they realize that this is something that they can do and make a living at it, an act like this Globalization Act would just, I just see it as a big dream crusher.
Mm.
Like it's going to take people that have skills and talents and dreams, and it's just going to crush that. And I really hope that we can, as a group, you know, and you're providing that opportunity for us, I really hope that our voices can be strong enough to stop this, because, you know, we're all for the industry being having rules and regulations that protect people, but this is just a dream crusher.
Well, thank you for that comment, and also for sharing with your site visitors at thenovastudio.com what is at stake here. You guys can get all the information you need about the boot camp coming up from September 20th to 23rd at thenovastudio.com. Lori's email address and phone number is right there on the homepage. You can call her with questions that you have. You can also email me, DonnaMaria@IndieBeauty.com. I'd like to invite you to join me next week when we'll be having a discussion about white papers. A white paper is a great way to influence customers and increase your sales, and Mr. White Paper himself, Michael Stelzner, will be here next week, July 28th, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern, as always, right here at IndieBusinessRadio.com. In the meantime, I'll see you all at IndieBusinessBlog.com. Thanks to my guests today, Elizabeth Hagen, ElizabethHagen.com, the organizing expert, David Critchfield from MissionPeakSoap.com, and, of course, Lori Nova at TheNovaStudio.com. I'll see you guys at the blog. I'll see you in September at the boot camp. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.